This is ANSRD 401, Cultural Knowledge and Day Developers are here at the museum. It's December the 8th, on a Thursday, and we're here with Nick Galecki from Akiak. And he's going to show us some artifacts that they have here. You want to start off with? Which one do you want to start off with? What is that? Is that a book?
Oh yeah, there's some gloves there on the counter that you're welcome to wear. You know, with the handle of the pieces. Some of them have a possibility of having been treated with pesticides or things like that, so it's a way of protecting you and protecting the object. Some of these pieces will be going in our new art gallery, so we want to make sure that, and they've been treated by the conservator, so we want to be extra careful and handy.
Thank you.
And what's the width that is registered? And are there many stones that look like that that you can find in the Kodiak area? So you don't need to... Did they have to fashion this, or was it natural or formed like that?
I think they have to. I don't think they have to use that to find that. And I think they have to find it. Come around. Yeah, that connected.
A lot of the people here don't know what a visor was used for, so what was this used for? Did you ever see any of your elders when you were young boys use a visor?
No.
Do you know anything about design or...
Yeah.
understand what they're not going to be, to feel more comfortable, because some kind of things, something like that. The more well-designed it was, kind of, the more well-designed it's going to be. Made that 100 yards for the better hours, and working with that form, and then we did not have to find it. And something like that, just to kind of think about if you're talking about, I know this is a party on the 300, but we're going to be more comfortable in being in the function of it, because we had the kind of iron, the iron budget.
And I also agree that the guys are with the second one, like the things that I feel.
Which one are you looking?
This is where we see the calendars on the list. Maybe on the first page?
Yeah.
Oh, these are the calendars. Remember, you were interested to look at the calendars. So why don't you show it up, you know, look at it. Have you ever seen one?
No, I haven't.
And then, let's see. Were both of these calendars?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this one is also a calendar. Did you see any kind of calendars that your elders use?
Mm-hmm.
No, but you're curious to see them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
These are like sermons or
must be holidays.
Do you know about this one?
No.
That's the And what you could tell them, what was the limit for it from the start and how old you were.
So you can.
When you first saw this?
So what is that? Is that made of what? I mean, what animal is it?
Yeah.
The bear. It's the bear on the head.
Yeah, stomach.
The bear's stomach.
And then you see, there's a lot of animal stomach containers. like to find out about this. I'm a human. And I'm human like that.
Yeah, we have a number of those like calendars in the collection.
Okay, now what? I do the month though.
The different symbols that are on the kids.
I think, yeah, each line maybe is a month.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So there's 12 lines.
Mm-hmm.
And we think that the different marks relate to the different holy days, maybe. This one has the same thing. You can kind of see them carved in there. And we've drawn them on. We had some guy who was matching up where the holy days fell and tried to figure out what year it was because they change each year.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then this is probably the days of the week. There's 7 of them, and then we'll just take this around so you guys can see what we're talking about here.
Everyone had like pretty much similar to this one.
One guy. He's a young guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a kayak. I don't know what it is. not the calendar.
Do you want to talk about the kayak?
That was just in the time.
Before your time. You could take it and show it to the students.
Thank you.